Fueling the farm with homegrown biofuel. In 2008, the rising cost of diesel motivated three southeast Colorado farmers to build a biofuel processing facility. Hal Holder, Joel Lundquist, and Rick Young located their startup operation, called the Big Squeeze, at an animal feed yard. The facility crushes oilseed into straight vegetable oil. It produces high-protein meal, a byproduct of the crushing process that can be fed to cattle on site. Hal Holder discusses the trip that inspired him to create the biofuel processing facility.
A group of us got together and decided to go on a road trip to Kansas where there were a few different farmers doing very small models of biofuel production. And every one of us returning from that trip just said, gosh, I need one of those, and I need one of those. But everybody's common denominator was that who has time to do it? Everyone on their own farm, and no. And I said, well, what if a couple of us set up a large plant that is large enough to produce everybody's meal or fuel? And that's kind of where the cooperative model came in.
The Big Squeeze partners want to replicate their model at other feedlots, but first they needed to fix equipment problems that limited production and test biofuel quality. That's where Perry Cabot, a water resources specialist with Colorado State University Extension and the Colorado Water Institute, came in. He acquired more than $56,000 in state renewable energy grants to help improve the facility's output rate and test biofuel quality at CSU's Energy and Engines Conversion Lab. Hal Holder says Extension has helped financially and with biofuel quality testing.
We wouldn't be as far as we are today, or maybe we would be, but I would have $40,000 less dollars in my pocket, and we'd be a little bit behind on the research curve, and we may not have discovered the fuels lab yet, or might have been paying some other fuels lab a lot more money.
The grants that Cabot secured helped overhaul the facility's filtering, refining, and cleaning processes, as well as conduct horsepower, engine efficiency, and emissions tests. The fuel the Big Squeeze farmers create is a mixture of straight vegetable oil and regular unleaded gas, which they use in their trucks and farm equipment. Daniel Olson, principal investigator at CSU's Engines and Energy Conversion Lab, says emissions and durability of the Big Squeeze fuel are comparable to diesel.
The main finding with the emissions from the 4.5 liter is that overall the shifts in emissions, the changes are fairly benign, fairly insignificant. The durability tests showed buildup in the combustion chamber that was comparable to diesel.
Hal Holder reports getting 4 or 5 more miles per gallon with his fuel than with commercial grade diesel. Since 2009, the farmers have been running a co-op in which farmers pay $50 a ton to have their oil seed crushed into straight vegetable oil at the Big Squeeze facility. Hal Holder says local farmers are very pleased with the product.
Several of them, this will be their third year of running this fuel, and we have not had a single complaint of any kind. In fact, quite the opposite. Everybody likes it, looks forward to running it, see an increase in horsepower and efficiency.
With an improved production system, the operation is capable of pressing oilseed up to 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. The Big Squeeze partners hope to replicate their production model at other feedlots in Colorado and beyond. Hal Holder believes this model can be helpful for other farmers for multiple reasons.
We feel like this plant is one of the most efficient fuel production facilities anywhere, and that having been said, it's located at a feed yard because then there's no freight on the protein meal. That saves money for the feed yard.
For Colorado State University Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.